Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouths and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in, oh yeah, we enter in, we enter in, we come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight, we enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said, I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, family, welcome. God bless you, God bless you. Come on, let's enter in right now. Just give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for having the opportunity to be here once again. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be this day? We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for remembering us on today that he has kept us, amen, that we can come together one more time, amen. We thank God for one more time. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for restoring our soul this day, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on, it is shy. I'm so grateful this morning. Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning. We can hear everybody's voice on the line this morning.
We want to know how you're doing this morning. Amen. Where you've been. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I call your name. Amen. I'm so glad to be back on the line. How many of y'all glad to be back on the line? Amen. Back in position. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to start our Ain't Brandon Steen this morning. God bless you, Ain't Brandon Steen. How you doing and how you been?
Glory, hallelujah, thanks to Lord. I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I'm being blessed
Amen.
Every day of my life. And
Amen.
I thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. So glad to hear your voice this morning. Ain't gonna stand.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? How you been?
Good morning, family. I am doing wonderful. I am doing amazing, great, fantastic. To God be the
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Ain't she with me? Amen.
My mom is still sleeping, so but she's doing good. She's doing good. Thank
Amen.
God.
Thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God so much. Amen. Thank God for you. We love you. Good to hear your voice this morning. Amen. Amen. Sister Billy, Mama, God bless you. How you doing this morning? How you been?
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing okay. I'm glad to be here another day. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless Lord. You. God keep you. Good to hear your voice this morning, Mama. God bless
Amen.
You. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Doing good. Good to be here this morning and good to hear your voice. Mama, how you doing this morning?
Doing good this morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. We thank God. Hallelujah. Good to hear your voice, yeah. Mama, that you did doing good and God has kept us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, I'm so grateful this morning. I'm so excited about the things of God and what God is doing in the life of his children. Amen. We just kept it on for everything. So I just thank God. I'm telling you, I'm so happy to be back on the prayer line. You all have no idea. I'm so grateful. God bless you both. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you doing?
I'm blessed. I've been doing great, and I thank the Lord that you're back on the prayer line. I missed you last week, but I thank the Lord that you have put your body and you back on the line. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Good to hear your voice. I thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I am grateful. I am blessed. I feel wonderful.
Yes,
I thank God for this beautiful, sunny, glorious day. I'll be on the line with you all, but I'll be traveling with someone else, so I'll be on mute. So if you call my name again, and I think Aunt Jane is traveling home this morning, so she may not be on.
I think that's her number. I'll check and see. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much.
Amen.
We thank God for you. Amen. 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 Eliza Jane, I think this is your number. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been? Amen. Eliza Jane? Okay, maybe that's not her number. I thought I knew her number. Okay, 318-224-3513. Is this Sister Cousin Scott?
Cousin Scott? That's Pat. Good morning.
Hey, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Oh, doing good. God is good. I tell you, I got a little testimony. We had came home. Well, we were at home, and we kept smelling something, and it was the electric on the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cut it off and came in here, and we could see the fire, you know, in the furnace. And I tell you, God is just so good. He is just so good. Because I was so thankful that we were home when it happened, you know.
Yes.
And I just thank the Lord. He's just so precious. And the guy came out and it had, you know, burnt the motherboard and the wires. And when he took it out, we knew it was God. We just knew it was God. And he stayed here all day fixing it so we could have some heat. But I truly thank God. God is just so good, you know. A lot of times we don't see the unseen dangers, you know. But I just thank the Lord that God is just so good. He is just so good. I just thank him for protecting us and keeping us and just being able to get back on the prayer line today and thanking the Lord for touching your body and we got a lot to thank God for. We truly, truly do. For blessing my mother-in-law, you know, and so I tell you, we can't have nothing but praise for God this morning.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for the testimony, knowing that God has kept you. God has already made a way. Amen. Position. We thank God for divine position. And amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you and bless you and guide you. May you be guided and directed by the Holy Spirit of the living God all the days of your life. Amen. It should be a blessing to your household. Amen. That your husband will rise up and call you blessed. Your children will rise up and call you blessed. Amen. Your in-laws will rise up and call you blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. We thank God on today, amen. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm doing fine. I'm out and about helping my daughter out here at her home. And so I won't be before you all long today, but I just thank God again for the opportunity to be here, to be able to be on the line once again. I thank God. I'm not like I was last week, amen. I'm so much better last week. I do want to apologize. I couldn't get on because I was not feeling well, and I couldn't even open my mouth. I'm on the floor over here. And so I thank God today I can open my mouth, I can shout, I can give God all praise, glory, and honor. So I'm so grateful, and I just thank you all for being with me during this time. And so let us pray before we enter in. We thank you, Father God, for another day, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that have kept us and not ourselves. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for restoring our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, and even right now as we come on one accord with all faith, believing and trusting you, oh God, for the miracle, that miracles will happen in our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come giving it all over to you right now, God. We surrender all over to you right now. right now that you may have your way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will search our hearts and minds, oh God. If you find any wicked way or error in us, oh God, let it be taken out the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for every breath that we're taking, every beat of our heart. We thank you, Lord God, as you that placed your hand of protection around us and those in our family that kept us, oh God, from seeing and opposite things of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, oh God, that you remembered us on today and that you kept us, oh God, that you called us by our name, oh God, that you woke us up, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you that you loved us first, that you sent your only begotten Son to save us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that it died on the cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus, amen, for your shed blood that redeems us, that we can decree and declare that we redeem right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we are set free. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you have your way on this line. Amen. Right now, oh God, we ask that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed in the heaven to stop our prayers from being answered right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare by faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Amen. So we can decree and declare right now that our prayers are answered, hallelujah, according to your will and your plan. And we know according to your word in Jeremiah 29:11, Lord God, that you, hallelujah, that you have a plan, Lord God, to give us a hope in the future. And we stand on your word today, and we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be, Lord, the way. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, every spirit of gluttony. We come against every spirit of disobedience, spirit of anger, wrath, fear, oppression, depression, anxiety. We come against every spirit of double-mindedness, every spirit of lack, poverty, and death. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, hallelujah, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, and affliction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'll be here later. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare and declare that all is well with us. And we command you, spirits, to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and leave our bodies in a normal way. Amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit of destruction, every spirit of death and prove to death. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we declare and declare this deliverance to be permanent. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God. We put on us a full armor of God right now. And we declare and declare that we're covered with the full armor. Oh God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we take the shield of faith and we quench every fire, door of the enemy. We take the sword of the word, which is the word of God, hallelujah, and we cut ourselves loose right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, from anything that attaches itself to us from the camp of the enemy, amen, and we decree and declare that we are free, and we are free indeed because you, Lord Jesus, have set us free, and we just want to say thank you as we enter in this day, oh God. We ask that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty right now, God, divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word, so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be in breath for our hearts tonight, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, we have a thousand tongues of peace, we can thank you enough. We thank you, Father God, that right now as we come this day, oh God, that our minds may be renewed by your word, oh God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we just want to say thank you, Father. We give it all over to you right now for eternity. And Lord, I pray for those of us that are traveling the road, including myself, Father God, for traveling grace and mercy. Lord, that you will bless us in our going and coming on today, oh Lord. We plead, holy, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, hide us in the presence of our enemies, oh God. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle that we may enter into as a driver or passenger right now. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ in and over and around about it. Every road, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, building, place, our home, everywhere our feet may tread. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And I declare in the cloud that the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And I thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God this morning for answered prayers. Amen. The Bible says while we're praying, while we're speaking, God is already answering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God for answered prayers. My faith and trust in God and the finished work Jesus Christ has grown. Amen. where we can say it's already done. I want to make sure I'm not moving too fast, though I have a lot before me on this day, but I thank God for another opportunity, family. I love you, and I just thank God for you and your obedience to be on the line as well. And for those of you all who reached out to me just by way of text message or phone call, just saying, you know, we're praying for you and how you doing. You know, the pastor and the apostle needs prayer as well. And I just thank you all for praying for me. And I, some of you, I did respond back that on Friday night, late that night, I had to go to the emergency room, and then I didn't get back in until Saturday morning. So that's why I was not on the call. But we thank God Almighty that it has turned around for me. Amen. And it's all working together for the good of the Lord. So we thank God today. Our scripture today is going to be coming out the book of Romans, chapter 6. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, you are. Amen. Chapter 6 and verses 1 through 6. So it's going to be Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. And I'll give us the opportunity to get there this morning. Amen. Amen. So I'm trying to work on two lines here, so if you all can bear with me. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 1 through 6, says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." Verse 6 says, "Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin may be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin." Amen. We shall no longer be slaves of sin. So what the Bible is saying, family, just giving a little breakdown of what the Bible is saying in this particular scriptures in Romans chapter 6, verse 1 through 6, freedom from sin's grasp, dead to sin, and being alive with God. So here in scripture, if God loves to forgive, why not give him more to forgive? Question. So if forgiveness is guaranteed, do we have the freedom to sin as much as we want? That's the question. Apostle Paul's forceful answer is certainly not. So such an attitude deciding ahead of time to take advantage of God shows that a person does not understand the seriousness of sin. See, God's forgiveness does not make sin less serious. His son's death, I want us to understand this, family, his son's death, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for sin shows us the dreadful seriousness of sin. Jesus paid with his life so that we could be forgiven. Amen. So the availability of God's mercy must not become an excuse for careless living and moral laxness. Amen. See, in the church of Apostle Paul's day, immersion was the usual form of baptism. So that is, new Christians were completely buried in water. They understood this form of baptism to symbolize the death and the burial of the old way of life. Coming up out of the water symbolized resurrection to new life with Christ. So if we think of our old sinful life as dead and buried, we have a powerful motive to resist sin. Amen? We can consciously choose to treat the desires of temptation of the old nature as if they were dead. Hallelujah. So then we can continue to enjoy our wonderful new life with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, family. Hallelujah. We can enjoy our new life with Jesus. I'm going to wrap up here in verses 5 and 6 here. This particular scripture, these scriptures, we can enjoy a new life in Christ because we are united with him in his death and resurrection. Our evil desires, our bondage to sin, and our love of sin died with him. Amen. Now, united by faith with him in his resurrection life, we have unbroken fellowship with God and freedom from sin's hold on us. Hallelujah. 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 See, the power and the penalty of sin died with Christ on the cross. Our old man, our sinful nature, died once and for all. So we are free. So we have freedom, you all. We're freed from his power. Amen. The body of sin is not the human body, but our rebellious sin, loving nature inherited from Adam. So though our body willingly cooperates with our sinful nature, we must not regard the body as evil. It is the sin in us that is evil. And it is this power of sin at work in our body that is defeated. Amen. Apostle Paul has already stated that through faith in Christ Jesus, we stand acquitted. Amen. Not guilty. Hallelujah. Before God. See, here, Apostle Paul emphasized that we need no longer to live under sin's power. God does not take us out of the world or make us robots. We will still feel like sinning, and sometimes we will sin. But the difference is that before we were say we were slaves to our sinful nature, but now we can choose to live for Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition, and we'll start with our Aunt Bernstein. God bless you, Aunt Bernstein. Go ahead.
God bless you. I miss
Amen.
The prayer line. I miss you.
Oh, God.
I miss you too. I miss you. So I'm just so happy to be back on the prayer line. So I'm asking for prayer. I'm asking for special prayer for Shawn Denise when she is having her surgery next week. I'm not sure what date. But she's going to have her surgery soon. Pray for her and continue prayer for Tanya Mackey.
Yes.
And I love you dearly, dearly. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I love you too. Amen. Let us pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come, hallelujah, on one accord with all faith, believing and trusting you, Father God, for a miracle of healing, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to strengthen your daughter, Vernestine, that you will continue to bless her, guide her, keep her, amen, protect her, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, as she has petitioned this day, oh God, with all faith, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will divinely intervene, oh God, concerning your daughter. Son Denise, oh God, if you would call forth your doctors and your surgeons, your medical staff, oh God, and team to see about your daughter, oh God. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents, of course, concerning her life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we call her healed. We call her blessed. We decree and declare victory over her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth. Lord, we thank you that you have your hands on her right now, God. We thank you that you have your hands on Latanya Mack, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, for hallelujah, that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, in the life of your children right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth. And we decree and declare healing right now is taking place. And we want to say thank you, Father God, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, oh God. Lord, yes. Heal in the mighty way. We come praying, oh God, for a breakthrough, hallelujah, for a healing, amen, in the life of your children and all that's on the line today that are needing a healing. They call myself, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. Ain't God bless you. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Brenda Gill, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. It's been quite a week. It's been quite a week. But through it all, God showed up and he showed out. I am grateful that my Aunt Jane was here with me all week.
Amen.
To God be the glory for her. She's going back home today, so I pray that her trip be safe and keep her strong and keep her healthy. But I just want to praise God for what he did for my mama this week. I just glorify him. I lift him up. Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
I can't thank him enough, but, Lord, oh, Lord, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, such a good God. Good God. To God be the
To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, Cousin Brenda Gill. We thank you for your faithfulness. Amen. Your obedience to do what God has called you to do, which is to serve and to be a help for others. So we pray, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and that we come, oh God, lifting up your daughter this day, oh Lord. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would bless her, oh God, and strengthen her, oh God, like never before with a supernatural strength, oh God. Let peace come and be still, oh God. Lord, we ask that you increase in love and patience, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the fruits of your spirit take root and abound in her, not lacking one. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray the strength of our mother, oh God, our auntie Ruth and May, oh God, and all that she loved and concerned about, oh God. We pray for continued blessing to flow, oh God, in her household. Oh God, and all that she's around, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray the strength of our hallelujah, Aunt Eliza Jane, oh God, that you continue to keep her. Oh Lord, bless her, oh God, with continued blessings and favor that comes from you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray right now, Father God, that you will bless your daughter. Hallelujah, bring the girl with a heavenly blessing on today, oh God. And we thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Brenda Gill. We love you so much.
Thank you. I receive it. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Mama Carolyn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Good morning again. I have my prayer this morning for some. Pray for this. Good morning. Pray for this. I don't know what it is, but it's muscle spasms that's so bad to go from my back to my chest and to my jaws. And pray for the healing from that. So that's a terrible pain. I just want to pray for healing and lift
yes,
you up
Lord.
And everybody on the line. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord. My
Amen.
Lord, my God, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come on one accord,
yes,
oh God, with
Lord.
Your daughter, oh God, with all faith, believing and trusting,
yes.
God, for a miracle and healing, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would deliver your daughter, oh God, from anything that is not of you, amen.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, from that
has come
up, oh God, receive you. Lord, we put the divine
yes.
position in that she may receive her
right
healing,
now,
oh God.
Lord. Yes,
oh, Lord, healing you right now in the mighty
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus
Christ. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord.
Five stabs of diet. Come
yes.
out in the name of Jesus
That's
Christ. Of Lord, we pray for restoration right now. Lord God, restore your daughter
yes,
to the name
right
of Jesus,
now,
God. Restore every
right
organ,
now.
Every cell, every ligament,
Hallelujah.
Every tissue, every
yes.
muscle,
right
every nerve, every bone in
yes,
the body. In
the
name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
of
yes. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. To receive the miracle and
yes.
healing for your daughter. In the mighty name of
yes.
Jesus Christ.
In the
oh,
name
Lord,
of Jesus
cry
Christ.
Out today, oh, God, that you will hear our prayers, oh, God,
huh.
according to your word.
Yes.
For the righteous side, oh, God, that you deliver them out of all their
yes,
trouble,
Lord.
Oh, God. For we come crying out today
Lord.
In the life of your
Thank
daughter
you.
Right now.
Crying out
in the mighty name of Jesus
for
Christ. Hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Out of the most
high, Lord,
Lord move
fire,
oh, God, right now, God. Let there be no more delays, oh, God, in the healing, oh, God.
Yes,
right
no
now.
More delays, Father. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord God,
yes,
right
now, Lord.
In the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ.
In your name,
I
Jesus.
I declare the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. And I declare
yes.
the blood of Jesus Christ clean
you. Decree and declare.
Free from everything that's not of God.
Yes.
Everything pain, discomfort.
Not of you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes.
In
the name of Jesus
Christ,
in this. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Lord, restore health into our healing wounds right now, God.
Yes.
Lord, bring health
right
and peace to every area of our life and give us the
yes,
abundance of peace
Lord.
Right now. In the
Hallelujah.
Mighty name of
right
Jesus
now,
Christ, Lord, you are the Son of righteousness.
Yes.
Arise over
yes,
the life of your daughter, Carol. Hallelujah. And bring healing, oh, God.
Hallelujah. Bring healing,
in
your Lord.
Way, and we just want to say thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Thank
we
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Lord,
no,
it's your prayer, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. The answers, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Get an answer on today,
Lord,
oh God, bringing healing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus'
right
name
here,
we pray.
Yes, Lord.
To
yes,
God
Jesus
be the glory.
God
amen.
Be the glory. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. God
Jesus,
bless you.
Jesus, Jesus.
God bless you
too, my child.
Hallelujah,
yes.
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you, Father.
Huh. Yeah, I was your medication. I haven't prayed over yet because I'm going to be fasting over. But you got to make sure you still pray over the medication because there's something in the medication that's causing you to have those kind of spasms.
Hmm.
So you have to pray over that medication. That's what I just got to say. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you,
Amen.
Amen. And I got to pray over. I had not had to do that. I have to give him a place.
All right. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my
God. Amen. God bless you, too. Thank you. Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Bonnie, God bless you. God bless you and Andrew for him.
Good morning again. Thank God for the prayer line. We miss you. We miss the prayer line. Seems like it blesses us more when we pray every week. And
yes,
continue just praying for me and my family and giving me the strength to carry on helping my mom. And I understand, Brenda Gill, it's a journey. But God give us the strength and bless us and pray for Brenda Gill, too, because it's a job, you know. But we love our parents, and we'll do anything to do what we need to do.
Yes. Amen.
Mom, you want to say anything? You want them to pray for you? Mom, you want them to pray for you? The prayer line. We're on the prayer line. Just ask them to continue praying for you.
What you say? Nah.
Just continue praying for my mom. She is dozed off. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, with all faith, believe with our combined faith with your daughters this morning. And Father God, we ask you to move mighty in their life and life and all that's in their home and all that she's concerned about in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for strength right now. Oh Lord, let her receive fresh strength right now, fresh oil, fresh anointing, oh God, fresh revelation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, bless her eyes, oh God. Bless her mouth, bless her ears, her hands, her feet, oh God. Oh Lord, strengthen her back in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, do a new work in and for in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, bless her with a heavenly blessing, oh God, and all that's in the house, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for your help right now. Your ever present help, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for it right now. And Lord, we pray the strength of her mother on today, our Aunt Gary, oh God. We pray that you would continue to strengthen her and bless her latter days greater than her beginnings, oh God. We pray for restoration, oh God. Oh Lord, let her receive joy, unspeakable joy right now, God, even as we're praying, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us have shouts of joy. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we know that you'll be we know you to be a way making God, oh Lord. We ask in Jesus' name that you make a way out of no way and all that's concerning your daughter right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for her good, oh God. Concerning her health, her finance, her relationship, amen. And all that you have, oh God, including her work, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah
thank
to your name, God. We decree and declare that all is well with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, over your mother and all that's in your home and all that your mother is concerned about. And we decree and declare that all is covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. For we know wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. And we thank you for it, Lord. I decree and declare over you right now that there shall be no lack of God's goodness operating through and about your life. Amen. Hallelujah. The rest you will not know any lack in your life, amen. There will be no lack of God's joy, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help them to keep a mind stayed on you, that you will keep her in perfect peace, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord upon your house, hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, Cousin Bonnie and Avery. I love you so much, and I thank God for you both.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, thank you. Thank you. Sister Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, family. I love you all. I just want the Lord to continue to bless all my aunties on my mother's side. They're all in their 80s and 90s, and they still can do for themselves, and I thank the Lord for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, that is our prayer. And hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come on one accord with combined faith of God. I believe in, oh God, with your daughter, hallelujah, that you will bless her aunts, oh God, all on her mother's side, oh God. Hallelujah, you will continue to bless their life, oh God, making them able to be able to continue to do for themselves, oh God, to be able to have the mind of Christ, amen, operating in them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen them and guide them and protect them, amen, and bless them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless their latter days greater than their beginnings like you did Job, amen. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would do the same, oh God, for your daughter Dorita, oh God, and even more, oh God. Hallelujah. We know that we know you to be a God of more than enough. So Lord, let her receive more than what she asks for. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let her receive double portion, oh God. Hallelujah. Double blessing, double favor, oh God, double strength. Amen. Whatever it is, oh God, that you will bless your daughter with double protection. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father. And we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
God bless
you.
God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you so much, Sister Dorita. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Kim, I know she says she's driving. I didn't know if you can say anything, Cousin Kim, at this time. Okay, I think she's driving. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you so much. We pray God will continue to bless you. God will keep you and strengthen you. We pray God's protection all around about you and your family and all that you do. We pray that you will prosper, amen, that God will increase you in strength, amen, and in peace. Hallelujah, and in love, amen, that you operate according to the fruits of the Spirit of God, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for the life, health, and strength of our cousin, our niece, amen, our sister, our friend, amen. Right now, in Jesus' name, we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Patricia Scott, God bless you. Go ahead.
Truly, I thank and praise the Lord for you. I thank and praise the Lord for Brenda, Bonnie, the caregivers of their mother, because truly they are angels to them. And I just thank and praise the Lord that God knows who to assign. God knew who to assign their mothers to. And I just thank and praise the Lord. You know, they stick in there. It's not easy. I went through it. It's not easy, but I'll tell you one thing I do know. God will bring them through. And I just thank and praise the Lord. And we do need to continue to lift those caregivers up because I tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy. But I thank and praise the Lord for my mother-in-law. I thank and praise the Lord for Brenda. I just woke up with such a grateful heart this morning, and we have to give God praise. We have to let him know that we appreciate everything that he does for us.
Yes, Lord.
And I just thank and praise
Lord.
The Lord for just being on the prayer line, because truly it encourages my heart. And we just have to just continue to pray for one another, you know, because a lot of times we don't know what somebody's going through. And we just have to continue to pray and believe God, because he know all and he sees all. And I know God will never leave us and he won't forsake us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come praying a prayer of thanksgiving on today, oh God, giving you all praise, glory, and honor. Oh Lord, you are worthy of all praise, God. We do not find it robbery, oh God, to take time to praise you, to thank you, oh God, all the days of our life. We just want to thank you. Thank you for keeping our mothers and brothers and sisters, amen, our in-laws, our friends, our loved ones, our for the prayer line, oh God. Hallelujah, that you meet us here, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your presence right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you remembered us on today, oh God, that you called us by our name, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're
yes,
our children.
Lord.
We thank you, oh God, that there's no lack in our home. We thank you we have food to eat. Amen. That we have our wine. Amen.
Lord.
We thank you, oh God. You didn't have to do it, but you did.
God.
We thank you for doing it for us, oh God, and all that we love, oh God. We thank you for your love, that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son.
Lord.
We can't thank you for forgetting that we thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, oh Lord, we can thank you enough. If you don't do anything else, oh God, you're already done enough. For what you've already done and what you're doing right now and what you're about to do, God is God alone that does all things, knows all things, in all things, sees all things. It's you that give us life and not ourselves. It's you that gives us life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit that guides, leads, and directs us and convicts us to do what's right. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That you will not let us die. Amen. That you will not let us perish, oh God, that you send your Son, oh God, to save us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, in your name, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can call upon you, God, and you answer us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you saved us. We thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would continue to bless your daughter, Patricia, God, that you would continue to guide her and direct her, oh God. Oh, Lord, let her be filled with our wisdom, oh God, right now to operate, oh God, that she would truly be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ and all that's in our house, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We lift up our husband today, oh God. We pray that you will, hallelujah, that you will strengthen him with a supernatural strength, oh God. We pray for supernatural blessings and healing to his body. Amen. Peace to his mind. Amen. Strength to his bones. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that he can stand strong as the head of his household. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you, Patricia. We love you so much, and I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Cousin Ann, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
Good morning, family. Praise God. Thankful for
Good
another
Lord.
Day. I thank Good God Lord. For you, Tawanika. I thank God for the prayer line. I want to ask a special prayer for my family, all my aunties, my uncle, all my cousins. I want a special prayer for my best friend, Rose Durrell, who's fighting for her life right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We come believing, amen. We come touching and agreeing on today, Father God, in Jesus' name, oh God, as your disciples, oh God, went to the upper room, oh God, on one accord, believing, oh God, for the Holy Spirit to come, oh God, for as we come this day, touching and believing with Holy Ghost fuel right now, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll move mighty, oh God, confronting the life of, hallelujah, of Rose Durrell right now, God, as we come, oh God, we pray, oh God, for miracles of healing, miracles of being her being delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know you to be a deliverer. We know you to be a healer. We know you to be a way maker. We know you to be a promise keeper. We know you to be the light in the darkness of God. We know, oh God, you to be all things that we need, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you be there for your daughter this time and this hour, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, that you will lift her up, oh God. Hallelujah. Your word says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit will lift up a standard, oh God. We pray, oh God, that that standard right now lift up your daughter, Rose, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you will fight the fight for, oh God. We decree and declare right now a great testimony, oh God, for how you have brought your daughter out, amen. Then she would decree and declare what you have done for, oh God, that others would be saved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we continue to pray, oh God, for our family members and loved ones, oh God. We ask you to move mighty in their life, oh God. Father God, for you know all that we need, hallelujah, before we even ask, oh God. So, Lord, we ask for your help, oh God, that you will help those in our family and all that we love and concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that any of us, oh God, anyone that's in our family, all that we love, oh God, that is operating in darkness, oh God, we pray right now, let them be called, hallelujah, out of darkness until your moment of faith, oh God, that they will not operate in darkness, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare victory over our family right now, amen. We decree and declare that all blessed, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah. It's hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. God keep you. I love you. It's so good to hear your voice again on the line. And we're trusting God for the miracles. Amen. We're trusting God for the miracles. Amen, amen. I want you to know if God can't do it, it can't be done. Amen. God is able to do all things. All things are possible. Even when it get down to it look like it's when man say it, it ain't no way. And when the doctor tell you only person can do it is God, we got to stand and believe that God can do it. Amen. And just trusting God for it all. Amen. And just we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Let us enter in this morning. Amen. Like I said, I won't be before you out too long. I just want to pray a collective prayer here with us all and trusting God for a mighty move, amen, in our lives and those that we love and concerned about and just keeping our mind on the things of God, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we give you all honor, praise, and glory and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names so that we know there's no one greater than you. Lord, we bless your name this day, O God, because you're worthy of all blessings, all honor, praise, and glory, O God, because it's you that have blessed us. It is you, O God, that gave us human life, O God, that created man, O God, and breathed life into man, and he became a living soul, amen. So we thank you, O God, for this life, O God, that you blessed us with. We thank you, O God, that you know us by name, amen. Heavenly Father, create of all, in all, for all. We come to you this morning, hallelujah, with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that is not of you, amen. We thank you for loving us and that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. And we confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. Amen. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for our salvation, which includes healing, deliverance, amen, protection in your peace, oh God. We thank you that Jesus bore all our shame and carried away our insurance. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. Father, we repent right now for ever agreeing with the devil and his lies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we repent for opening doors and allowing the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent of sins of omission and commission. We repent of practicing sin openly and in secret in defiance of your love for us. Amen. And now we break and destroy all agreements. Amen. With the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth, and who you are, and what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, wrath, rage, bitterness, contention, control, depression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, affliction, jealousy, lack of loneliness, lying, lust, obsession, coldness, pain, and pride, religious spirits, python spirits, levitant spirits, spirits of rebellion, resentment, of mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that is not of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now by the power of our will, hallelujah, to forgive everyone who has ever hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we forgive them now, and we ask you to forgive them, Father God, and help them to turn from their sinful parts and evil doors of this world, that they too may be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we forgive ourselves. Hallelujah. We receive forgiveness right now. Hallelujah. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us the grace, Lord God, to walk in your spirit, not in the flesh, and to be led up by the lies of the enemy. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and from the back of Jacob, we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, we thank you, hallelujah, and bind family generation of curse for my life, in our family bloodline right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, on our father's side and our mother's side, we break any and all vows of poison, stolen, the unholy occult alliances that we knowingly, unknowingly made with the devil, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we draw our bloodline down, and we decree and declare our faith that we are redeemed from the curses, spoken and written curses, because you were made a curse on the cross, so that we may receive your blessings, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We declare right now by faith that Jesus is our Savior, our Lord, our Hero, our Deliverer, our Comforter, our Intercessor, our Advocate, our Standby, and he loves us, and we receive your love right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We stand against every spirit that is on us, in us, or attacking us, with the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his name we command every evil spirit in us, or on us, or attacking us, to loose us right now, and loose those in our families, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we break the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our families, and those that, that we love and concerned about, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command any and all evil spirits in us, hallelujah, to come out right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed and saved, and we belong to Jesus. You have no right to our life. We take authority over you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we command you to go and never to return, and loose us, and leave us, come out for us, come out of us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you that the Lord, hallelujah, that we were finally set free, it's free indeed. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, little boy, shot in the head. We thank you for the God for our freedom of today. In Christ Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free, oh God. We thank you for your glory, your supernal glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your help right now. Oh Lord, help us now to walk out our salvation, our healing, our deliverance with godly fear as your word commands. Help us to capture every thought that defies your word. Help us, oh God, to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts, oh God. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against us. Our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Teach us to walk, oh God, in your ways and in your statutes. Strengthen us, oh God, in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill us to overflow with living water, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you that you've already blessed this day for us and those in our family, and that this day is already made great by you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the miracle signs and wonders that happen in our lives because we trust in you, oh God. We thank you for your goodness, oh God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us and guiding us in prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that right now on this line today that you're doing a new thing in us and for us and all that we prayed for and about on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, as we start this day, oh God, hallelujah, and those of us that are already in this day, oh God, that you remove every evil that is planned to ruin this day. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy, even as this day, hallelujah, we've already started this day before the attack comes, remove it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remove every evil way of the enemy, oh God, against our life and those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help us, oh God, let us see with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, those of us that are needing the healing on the line today, oh God, and those who we pray for need the healing, oh God, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let healing spring forth speedily, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh Lord, that your power bless the blood and life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, amen. We thank you for the overflow of blessings right now, and we receive it by faith, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, as we come today to your holy mouth and let the breath of Zion be upon our life, oh God, we have come to Zion this day, oh God, oh Lord, command your blessed even life forevermore, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. awesome. Oh, Lord, let your presence, oh, God, be upon our life continually, and let your blessings be continual. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us receive, hallelujah, the blessing of Zion, oh, God, forever, oh, God, the favor of Zion, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, for there is no mountain as holy as Zion. We are sitting dwelling in your holy hill, oh, God. We just want to say thank you. Let every mountain joy be upon our head. For we've come to Zion this day, oh God, with faith and leave. Hallelujah. Let gladness and joy overtake our lives. Let sorrow and sadness flee away right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God. It's you, oh God, that make us to lay down in green pastures. And it's you, oh God, that restore our soul. Hallelujah. That we will enjoy the green pastures of Acre. We declare and declare that we will enjoy the abundance of prosperity of Acre. That Acre is our habitation because we are part of your flock. For you are our shepherd and we shall not want and we thank you. Oh Lord, we lift up Sister Sharon Gordon and her family and her husband Sammy on today. We lift up our cousin Sean Denise, oh God, and Detroit on today, oh God. We pray their strength, their peace, joy, protection. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you bless them with a heavenly blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We lift up Earlene on today, oh Lord. We ask that you continue to bless her, keep her, and strengthen her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you continue to heal my mother, Carol, oh God. That you do a new work in, oh God, and deliver, oh God, from all that's not of you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, help, Lord. We thank you for your help. We believe in your help, Father God. We bind our will to your will, oh God. Let our will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ may arise and operate in us. Let it be so right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that, Lord, help us to get out of our own way, oh God, so that you can have your way. Have your way, God. Move on this Holy Spirit of the living God. Move on our children. Move on our family members and loved ones, oh God, that they may receive from you, oh God, great and mighty. Remember us on today and bring those out of our family out of trouble and out of harm's way. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let's give God some praise,
Lord,
family.
Hallelujah. Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Open up your line, and if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. Amen. As we wrap up our call again, I just thank God. I pray for continued blessings from this line in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will make this prayer line a line, a well that we come to, that we may drink from and be restored, be healed, be delivered, be set free, that we can receive from our Heavenly Father. Pray that God will bless this line, great and mighty. Amen, that when we come, we shall receive what God has for us, and the move of the Holy Spirit will be on this line every time that we enter in by faith. Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. At this time, I ask to see if you have anything to say. Amen. Brother Singh, God bless you. Go ahead. Hey, Brother Singh. Okay. I don't know if it's my line. Amen. God bless you. Ain't running soon. We love you. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale. Go ahead. Cousin Brenda Gale. Can you, I don't know, can y'all hear me?
The Lord bless
Cousin
you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. We love you. We thank God for you. I love
Amen.
You, family. I thank God for you. I thank God for this prayer line. It has been such a blessing in our lives. God continues to lead us, to guide us, and protect us, and help us to trust him in total surrender.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much.
We bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Mama, Carolyn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for the prayer and the feeding for us. And may God give us all the desire of our heart, the healing, whatever our prayer was. And for speedy healing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God, God bless you. Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avera, go ahead.
God continue to bless you and keep you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you too. I love you all so much. Amen. Amen. Cousin Kim, I know she's on the road. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Cousin Kim. I didn't know if you was able to talk. Go ahead.
Yes, amen. Glory to God. Thank God for the prayer line. Thank God for you. Just thank God for another day and for us being back on the line. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Good to hear you back on the line. Amen. Amen. Cousin Patricia Peck, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for the prayer line. I just get so much deliverance whenever I'm on the phone and just hear the different prayers. And I just thank God for just being so good and so merciful.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Ann, God bless you. Go ahead.
Enjoyed the prayer line. I'm glad to be back on the prayer line. Thank God for you. I pray that God heals Carol and ease her pain.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
just
Lord.
Continue to keep us covered in the blood. In Jesus' name.
Yes, God. In
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, God bless everyone. I'm so grateful to be on the line. And I'll be right here as long as God give me the strength to be on.
Amen.
I know that I'm praying when I'm not on the line. Again, I thank God for you. And may the Lord bless you and keep you safe, shine upon you and bless you. Amen.
Amen.
I pray that you understand that God is a good God and all good things coming
Amen.
From the Lord.
Amen.
And I thank you.
Yes.
You are good. Amen. Walk in the goodness and the light of the Lord for your life. Amen. And
Amen.
Look up and know that you are coming from the Lord our God. Amen. And He's always
Amen.
There for you. He won't forsake you.
Amen.
And God is not like man that He shall lie. If He said it, and it
Amen.
Shall be. And in Jesus' name, we
Amen.
Pray that we come together
with
faith. God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
God be the glory. Amen.
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 God bless
yes,
you all.
Yes,
God bless you all.
Amen.
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 God bless.
Glory. Hallelujah. God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Y'all have a blessed
oh,
day.
I wanna see him.
Thank you, Lord.
Upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. One time, that's all I really need, just one time. I can't wait till I see you. One time, one.
mansion. Just because I look dumb, I want a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I